This episode is brought to you by the Slash and Cast Podcast Network. Learn more at slashandcast.net.
Whiskey Zulu Bravo, this is Sonic Control. It was a girl who died still alive, so absolutely unavailable. We'll pass you to a submarine controlling officer this time, over.
We'd like to take this opportunity to thank the sponsor of this episode, Raise Energy. Raise offers a zero-sugar, no-crash guaranteed product with many different flavors. They're not promising magic in a can or a miracle potion, and they're retailing for under $30 per case, while the big-name brands are charging upwards of $35 or even more per case. If you're interested in trying out their product and giving us a little bit of that kickback from your purchase, use the link in the episode description and use our code, capital letters here, WCFBTS, for a 15% off discount at your checkout. Once again, that is WCFBTS for a 15% off at checkout. Thank you, Raise Energy, for sponsoring this episode, the continued support of our show, and I hope you listeners indulge yourself and get yourself a nice, clean energy drink.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of We Came From Beneath the Sea. As always, I'm your host, Bailey.
And I'm Zach.
And I'm Brandon.
Well, boys, we're back again.
Yes, sir.
It is Saturday.
Yes, sir.
I think this is our new recording day.
Perhaps.
I think it works better off for us now. Well, we're here. It's like 95 degrees outside, and we're in a garage.
It's not good.
I'm wearing a hoodie.
And Zach's wearing a hoodie.
It's okay. We're vaccinated, so.
Yep. Yeah. I walked into the gas station without a mask. It felt pretty fucking great. I did get a couple dirty looks, though, so I need one of those shirts that says, not an asshole, just vaccinated.
Yeah. Yeah. But you are an asshole, though.
I mean, I am an asshole, but not in that
but
sense.
Not in that kind
of... Yeah, not in that context. All right, we don't have too many news topics to cover today. We have, I think, five or six.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go ahead and roll into the news. Up first, Kevin Bacon. Everyone's favorite, everybody.
The stud muffin.
Love him.
You know, that movie called Loose Foot or something?
Yeah, Loose Foot. Friday or Saturday the 12th.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, something like that, you know?
Yep. Whatever that movie was
called. Yeah, whatever that is. He's playing the villain in the Toxic Avenger remake. Yeah, we totally didn't talk about Friday or Saturday the 12th franchise or anything.
There is a horror movie called Saturday the 14th.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's like a parody of slashers, and it came out in the 80s, too. So.
Yeah.
It's like a parody. Yeah, I've heard of it.
Yep.
It's on Amazon Prime, actually, included with Prime. I haven't watched it yet. I need to. But yeah, he's playing the villain in the Toxic Avenger remake, which, I mean, okay.
Looking forward to it.
I didn't even know there was a Toxic Avenger remake.
Yeah, it's been in the works for like the last year or so.
I don't know where I've been, though.
We've mentioned it on the show a couple times.
Yeah, like I remember seeing like a couple of years back that they wanted like Sylvester Stallone to play Toxie, but
which,
I don't think
like,
he will.
Which does not work.
The Italian Stallion.
I still haven't seen the original Toxic Avenger. I heard that's like one of the most fucked up movies
ever. It's a cult
ever.
Classic, man.
I know they kill a fucking kid in that movie.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, they fucking run him
yeah,
over.
Yeah, they run him dead, over, I know.
Yeah. And they don't like shy away from it
no,
either.
It's
they
like
show
gory.
You.
Nope.
I was like, oh.
Yeah,
I don't know if
I don't know.
I don't know if that could pass today.
You can't, bro. So this week for the Summer Games Fest or whatever that event was, we got our first look at Evil Dead the Game's gameplay. Oh boy!
And I am Manning Henry the Red. That's my new main.
I haven't even played the fucking game yet. We're gonna try everybody, obviously.
Yeah,
but perhaps. Like, dude, I'm very excited for Kelly. I'm excited for Henry the Red. I'm excited for Ash.
Listen, you got Ash. And you got Kelly. You got Pablo.
We knew
this. Henry the Red.
We knew this, but you can play as the Deadites.
You can be a Goomba.
You can be evil Ash.
Evil Ash. And Henrietta's on the poster, dude. But she wasn't in the trailer.
She'll probably be like a DLC thing.
Dude.
But like, what did it remind you guys of? When I saw the gameplay, it was like Friday the 13th mixed with like Left 4 Dead-ish.
Yeah, I was thinking
of.
Left 4 Dead.
Yeah.
Like the main gameplay we saw reminded me a lot of Friday the 13th, like the asymmetrical style third person horror game.
Yeah, the combat makes me think of... what's that game called? Can't think of it right now. But I like when you're beating the shit out of a Deadite, like you feel like it zooms you in.
You
on
feel
that ass whooping.
Like you're there.
Yeah.
It makes you feel like you're Ash Williams with all the spunk of a 35-year-old man.
Listen,
who works at Kmart.
Cheryl's got the bolt action rifle.
She's got a pickaxe.
You already know.
Scott got that hunting knife.
Dude, you know what it kind of reminds Remnant.
Kind of.
Reminds me of Remnant a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Which is okay, because we really liked Remnant.
Yeah.
See, that's what IMDb, or not, IGN, that's what they're going to say when it comes out. It makes you feel like you're playing as fucking Henrietta.
It makes you feel
right
the nostalgia of the old films.
It makes you feel like a cryptid 600-pound
I can't believe they fucking
Deadite.
Said that. The unadulterated swagger of a black teenager. Like, bro, what?
You can't say that.
You can't.
You know it's fucking
up,
ants.
IGN was out of fucking line,
IGN
bro.
IGN is run by ants.
Yeah,
bro,
you know it's
but like,
ants.
The thing I love about Evil Ash is like that little snippet we got where he's whooping Scott's ass.
Yeah.
He's got catchphrases. He's got jokes.
Yeah, I hope there's emotes at launch.
Same.
I really hope. Because like, when did Friday the 13th get emotes?
A couple updates later. I think it was either the part 4 update or it was after part 4.
If there's not a fucking flip off emote, if you can't flip the bird in this game, like we wanted to flip the bird emote in Friday the 13th so bad.
We didn't get it.
We never got it.
I think it's cuz a lot of kids play.
I hope Deadites
but then
get
again,
emotes too.
There's fucking gore.
Cuz like
Friday
we wanted Jason to have emotes too.
Yeah,
that was one of the things we
He'd
really,
lift,
really
like, his
wanted.
Mask up.
Yeah,
that's about the only one he would get, but like it would be cool.
Yeah,
that or like he just like stands there and just heavy breathes.
Yeah, that'd be freaking. That's all we need.
Yeah,
you know, like, dude, I really hope Deadites get emotes, especially Evil Ash.
Yeah, I bet he will. I bet they'll all get emotes. In some
I really
way.
Hope. I really hope.
They'll all have cool animation. One thing I want to see if Henrietta is going to be in the game, obviously
at some capacity,
but like. Her execution or something, like if she stretches her neck out like the giraffe thing and like takes a bite out of your head or some shit, that would be awesome.
I'm really curious how playing as the Deadites is going to work out.
So
I wonder if they're going to have special abilities like how Jason had in Friday. I'm trying not to compare this to Friday the 13th, but as of right now at this junction, that's the only comparison we really have.
What if playing like the Deadites is going to be like in Battlefront where you have to...
Earn
points. The right to be
like
a special
like you earn
character.
Like points or something for
you know
actions.
I'd be okay with that only on the Deadite side because like how are you gonna do that with the hero side you know
I mean because the hero side they just have designated
I think it's gonna be the hero side is gonna have loadouts. I think that's what it's gonna be
kind of like
Predator. Obviously Ash is gonna have a choice. Like I feel like Ash is gonna be kind of he's gonna have his fist and then he's gonna have the chainsaw hand. Obviously
I hope each character has. I hope each of their weapons that you can make into a loadout has something to do with them, either from, like, with Kelly. I hope she gets the gun she used in Ash vs. Evil Dead. Because, like, didn't she have a crossbow at one point in the show?
Yeah, she's used a number
of
different things.
It's been a long
Her
time
and Pablo
since I've
both.
Seen Ash vs. Evil Dead.
I can see them both using sidearms, because that's what they used a lot of the time in the show.
Yeah, and, like, Henry the Red, he should only get a sword.
Or an axe.
Or an axe, you know. Ash, you know, he can have the hand for, like, melee. He can chainsaw for melee. He can have the shotgun.
Well, if you saw in the trailer, Henry the Red had his axe when they were showing him off, and he had his crossbow on his back.
Yeah. Yep.
So I feel like each character is going to have range.
And you're going to have the car.
And melee,
There's the car, which I don't know if that's going to be, like, a traversal thing each match, or if it's going to be, like, an escape thing, like in Friday the 13th. Like, I really hate comparing it to Friday the 13th.
But, I mean, it's the closest comparison
But
we
it
have.
Is the closest one we have so far.
I think that they should like later on down the line in like a DLC, they should put the blacksmith in there because
that would be
the
cool.
Passed away.
Yeah, the actor that played him just recently that would be passed.
Cool. Nah, bro, put I almost said Scott Spiegel. That's the writer.
Yeah. Pre-order
also
bonus.
Director of who died? That was also in Evil Dead 2. He was in Spider-Man 2 as well.
Oh, he's an intruder as well.
Bobby
Danny
Joe.
Hicks.
Yeah, Danny Hicks. Yeah.
Bobby Joe's the girl.
What
Jake.
Was it?
Oh, was
Jake, yeah.
Voice.
They should, you know how like in Friday the 13th, the guy from part 4 died at the beginning of each match? Yeah. Jake should die at the beginning of each,
that'd be really
of each match.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Baby, I'm not holding your hand.
Yeah.
Y'all are going to help me find Bobby Joe.
Then he just gets fucked by like something.
Yeah, dude.
Fucking tree comes down and whomps him.
Yeah. Dude, if the tree's a fucking an enemy in the game.
Cool. Like a boss fight or something.
Yeah. Dude, that would be fucking dope.
The demon from Ash vs. Evil Dead was in it. I think it's in season 2.
Yeah, the gray looking ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, the fucking...
I can't remember what they're called.
I don't know what they're called, but they're fucking scary.
Another thing they could do is, like, I think it's...
Ball as a enemy character.
Ball would be cool. He could, like, imitate the survivors.
Yep.
That would be cool as fuck.
Is that one of the antagonists from Ash versus...
It's in season 3.
Two. Yeah.
Is it 2?
He's in 2. I haven't seen 3, so maybe he's in 3.
No, you're right.
Well.
It is season 2. It is season
It's been
2.
A long time, so I need to rewatch
I
that,
actually think that demon's from season 1 of Ash vs. Evil Dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, the demon's from season 1. And then season 2, they could bring in, like, the kids, the demonic children of Ruby and Ball.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Or they could do us a favor and put Mia in the fucking game.
Pre-order bonus, ladies and gentlemen.
You know, I wouldn't be surprised, because I don't think... Whoever owns the rights to the remake and the original trilogy are the same.
But I bet you that they could do something.
Yeah, I bet. Like, the rumor pool was in, with F-13, the game, the remake Jason was coming. And, like, that's a whole, that was through New Line, not Paramount.
Yeah. I imagine they could work
if
something
out. If they do get Mia, the right to Mia, I would fucking bust a fat one.
She'd be my new main.
Dude, as long as she did not have two hands. She can only have one.
She needs to have the chainsaw hand, too.
I think it'd be cool if she had, like, characters had variants. Like, Ash obviously has skins.
Yeah.
Because, like, he's got Evil Dead, like, two
Ash.
Ash
is really the only one who can get skins at this moment.
Yeah.
Well, Kelly can have some, because she has
a couple
different looks.
Pablo could mix it up a little bit. I mean, like, Arthur and Henry the Red.
Not really.
Unless they make custom skins.
Right.
You're not going to see skins.
Right.
Which they would be, like, skins that you don't see in, like, the films
and
TV.
They,
and
yeah,
shit, but
that's
still
what we're
take,
about.
Like, creative liberties there.
As
like,
long as it's cool looking, I mean, hey.
Yeah. But, like, I don't know. Like, we could have a Mia that has both hands.
Yeah.
And then we could have, like, some kind of custom design Mia that, like, maybe... If, like, in the universe of that Evil Dead, that she fits the chainsaw onto her hand or something,
yeah, like
she could have...
Like the, like, Aftermath Mia?
Yeah, like, she would have... She would look... She'd be like Ash with the chainsaw hand. That'd be cool as fuck.
You're planting ideas in my head that we'll probably never see.
Yeah, like, the developers
cool
are like, they're gonna listen to this.
Yeah, Boss Team Games. Boss Team Games, hire us. Make us salaried employees, bro.
We
will
you.
Fucking make you millions.
You want ideas?
We know more than you do,
we know.
Okay?
I think we know more than you, okay?
I just need $20 and some licorice. That's all I need.
Nah. $20,000 a piece, and our names are in
listen,
the game.
Listen, I need at least enough to buy a couple
at
houses.
Least make a skin in the game that's a t-shirt with my face on it.
At least with our podcast logo on it. I want Ash to wear a We Came From Beneath the Sea shirt. Maybe a Breaking Bad skin where it's just him and Tidy Whitey's with the We Came From Beneath the Sea shirt. I'd be okay with that.
We're going to meet him at like Days of the Dead or Horror Hound. And we're just going to bring like a t-shirt with him. We'll be like, we'll pay you $500 to wear this and like take a picture with it.
They'd be like, get the fuck out of our face.
Get the fuck out of my face before I demolish you.
He probably would say that too.
But as you can tell, ladies and gentlemen, we're very excited.
Dude, I cannot wait. And I'm so mad. I mean, I'm not mad. I understand they're not ready for a release date yet. It just said coming 2021.
October,
so
man. I bet you it's October.
Yeah, October or
I think
September.
They said October 2021.
Well, no, I'm just saying, like, speculating. Like, I bet it's October.
Yeah.
I bet Gunn's new game gets revealed within the next couple of months.
I'd bet a body part on it.
Yep, and then we got the Evil Dead.
Like,
Rise
dude,
coming
I hope all you listeners know, as soon as Gunn announces that game, that's all we're gonna talk about.
Yep, it's gonna be amazing.
Listen, dude.
Hopefully, it's not like fucking Predator.
You know,
where
I
it's
think
just, you play it for a day and then you're done.
I yeah. think it's gonna be one of two things. It's gonna be an IP game.
Yeah, for sure.
I think. So we gotta think here. There's two major franchises releasing this year and next year.
Yep.
We got Halloween. Actually, three. If you really want to get technical with it, there's Scream.
Yep.
There's Halloween.
Texas Chainsaw.
And there's Texas Chainsaw.
Yeah.
It's got to be one of those three.
My money's on Texas Chainsaw.
It's going to be brain damage.
My money's, yep,
yeah, it's brain damage.
Definitely.
Brain
yeah,
damage
definitely.
The video game.
I know Matt. Matt's
dude,
like, let's do that.
Like,
it's like, yeah!
It would be awesome. I'm thinking back to like Evil Dead the game. I'm thinking of
oh,
like,
by the way, Matt's coming on the show next month. I'm going to do an episode with him in July.
Oh, that's awesome.
Next month.
I was thinking about it, and I was thinking about the Reanimator versus Army of Darkness. Bro, they put Herbert West... in yeah. the Evil Dead game.
That'd be fucking
that'd be
awesome.
Pretty cool.
That's pretty far-fetched, but like my little nerd fantasy brain.
If they actually did that, if they made it happen as a DLC, he could be like a healer class. He could use
yeah,
the reagent to bring you back
it'd
to
be
life.
A cool like crossover.
It'll be like in the thing. Lord, be like Herbert West finally perfected the reagent and like he can bring people back to their normal state.
I don't know. I think that'd be cool as fuck. Because yeah, they be cool. did like the Army of Darkness versus Reanimator yeah. and like I don't know. That would be cool as fuck. It would never happen, but it'd be cool as fuck.
But yeah, back to the gun. It's either Scream, Halloween, or Texas Chainsaw.
My money's on Texas Chainsaw.
My money's on all of them.
Yeah, they're going to make all three.
Listen, bet.
All at the same time.
No, I'll call Dan and Matt and be like, hey, what's the scoop?
Sir, this is a Walgreens.
This is a Walgreens. Please remove yourself.
Sir. This is a Walgreens.
Fuck. Like, nah. Here's what I'll do. I'll buy a bunch of really, really nice Jeep parts. Because I know Matt from Gunn is really into Jeeps now. I'll bribe him with the Jeep parts in exchange for insider information.
Do not bribe Matt.
Okay, fine, Wes.
No.
Wes is a booty man.
You leave the booty man
I'll get some real nice animated booty physics.
You'll be surprised like the rest of us and like it.
Is he Scott Steiner? Is he the big booty daddy or something like that?
No, on Twitter, Wes likes joking around that one of his titles at Gunn is booty physics engineer.
Oh.
Because nice. Like at Friday the 13th, if you paid attention, the butts jiggle.
Yeah. Yep. What the fuck? Yeah. What the fuck?
Listen, it's all part of the realism of the game.
Yeah.
The booty
your ass
physics.
Shakes when you run.
That's right. If you got some cake, you got some cake. You know what I mean? I can't believe I just fucking said that on this show, bro.
We should probably move on. What's the next topic?
All right. Back from Blood. Same event. Got gameplay. Looks great. Can't wait. That's all I got. Back from Blood, if no one's following, it's like Left 4 Dead spiritual sequel.
Yes.
It's looking pretty good. Yeah, they delayed it till October. For polishing reasons. Brandon's double fisting drinks. His dad came in a little while ago and gave him a drink.
I've got drinks.
I got drink. Let's go. But that's it for I got for Back for Blood. Up next, there's this game. It's like a 2D platformer Dark Souls called Salt and Sanctuary.
Dank Souls.
Well, a sequel has been announced called Salt and Sacrifice, which I'm cool with. That's pretty exciting. Up next, another big piece of news. Brian Fuller, who we know created Hannibal on NBC, he has been slated to direct the Christine remake, which, from what I looked at, it's actually a reimagining.
That'd be cool.
But, I think we've mentioned it on the show a lot with our friends. Christine would actually be better off getting remade.
I agree.
With the technology we have now.
It would make sense. It would be like an AI, like an evil
not
AI.
Not even an AI. Well, yeah, it could be like a Tesla, you know what I mean?
Smart
like,
car.
They so wanted to do, is it a Plymouth Fury that Christine is?
I do believe so, yes.
If they bring back the idea that it's a Plymouth Fury, you can put like a remote control in there to control the brake and gas and stuff.
Yeah, I mean.
So you don't need a stuntman in there, you know what I mean?
It could be just like about a car guy who finds a Plymouth Fury and fixes it up.
And the thing is, like, at the point in time Christine was made, Plymouth Furies were still around, rare, but still around.
Yeah.
It's damn near impossible to find Plymouth Furies anymore.
Yeah, and I
they destroyed, I think it was like 20 Plymouth Furies in Christine.
Yep.
Yeah, and like, I don't know if they're going to do like the evil AI or evil smart car.
No, but it makes sense, you know, if they like was like, oh, dude, like a Tesla's going crazy. It's running people over with the self-drive shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
It
you know,
makes
it's
sense,
just an updated version of the same
Child's
story.
Play just did that, though.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
but Child's Play did it like
the
shit.
The thing is, too, though, it's got to be within the same parameters of the original in some sense.
Yeah.
So I don't think it would
be. No, okay, so like. The smart car thing, I didn't mean to like cut you off, but like smart cars, smart technology could be fucked up and just...
Yeah,
I'm not saying it has a conscience, you know, like the car Christine did.
Right.
With the Fury. I'm not a screenwriter. I can't flesh this out
right
now.
It would work, but I don't know.
We'll just have to see what happens, see what they do with it.
It's actually not going to be a car. It's going to be a bicycle.
Yes. Yeah, it's got to be an bicycle. Analog bicycle. It's got to be a 1940... what are the fucking bike brands?
It's actually
I don't know.
Just a unicycle.
If they
would have
remade it
wheel.
In the early 2000s, that's probably what it would have fucking
bro,
done.
Bro, it's a haunted unicycle?
Bro, it's a fucking motorcycle with a goth on it.
I forgot to silence
so
my phone.
Edgy.
That never happens.
Or honestly, they could do like a gender switch kind of role.
Yeah.
Like if they wanted to do like a female protagonist.
Not
like,
it's not Christine, it's Chris.
It's Chris. Yeah, that's right.
They'd be like, Chris? Is this a part two?
They could do something similar, I think.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm fine with it being Christine and then, yeah, having like a female as the main character.
It'd be cool.
Yeah.
Be a different story to tell.
Yeah, buddy.
This is practically fucking Mountain Dew now.
Brandon's got a Mountain Dew slushy. Yeah. We drinking slushies like we five again. I like slushies.
What's next?
In Pittsburgh, there's a thing called the Living Dead Museum. Mm-hmm. They're opening an expansion in the Dawn of the Dead Mall. So I think what we should do is...
The Monroesville Mall?
Yeah.
Is that what it is? Yeah.
We should go to Pittsburgh and go to the Living Dead Museum.
That would be cool.
And we should vlog the trip.
Okay.
Content, bro.
Ain't nobody want
to
see that.
I'm vigorously stirring the slushie. It's just...
Please stop. I really hope the audio recorder didn't pick that up, bro. That's all the news I got for today. Do you guys have anything else to add on?
Do not have anything else.
You know, I just want to say before we go into the movie, dude, it feels so refreshing doing this on Saturday. Doesn't it?
Yeah, especially now that Zach don't have work on Saturdays.
I know. Like, I work 40 hours a week, Monday to Friday.
Because before it was like, oh, we have to get Zach before
he
goes to work. Now it's like, oh, he's off. Okay.
Yeah, now that it's normalized and settled, like, we going to be A-OK, buddy.
Yeah, I'm glad to have weekends off. It's different. I'm going to have to get used to it.
Yeah.
Dude, you know how many hours I work this week?
A lot.
64.
That lot.
Yeah.
You know what I saw on my way to work the other day? A hiring sign for Securitas.
Don't do it, bro.
I have a job. Why would I want to go work?
Your soul
Why would I want to go work for you or with you?
I'm just saying.
I have a job.
I'm just saying.
For now.
I'll do it.
Till they get tired.
Don't do it, bro.
Please don't.
Brandon,
I'll
don't
go watch.
Oh, by the way, if you want a new job, my job is hiring. If you can bear an office job.
Probably not. I can't sit.
Tell you, it fucking sucks, dude. I need a cushion for my chair.
Oh, little baby butt hurt.
It does, bro. By the end of the day, I'm sitting like this and typing.
Oh, that's you
not
poor
good for
thing.
Your back.
Oh, my back! My back!
My back.
He sits down like Scott from Evil Dead. Oh!
That's legit how I sound when I get home every night. I'll go to my room, I'll sit down, I'll stand up to go cook dinner.
We need to have like Kirby make like a meme compilation where he just fits that in like different clips somehow.
Yeah. Animal.
That's a really
An animal.
That's a really good scream.
Yep.
So cuz all Ash did was like move him on the couch
maybe
a little
if we
bit.
Just like if we're trying to censor ourselves a little bit, we try to cut out fuck, for example. It's just
This week I found a new podcast about like musical theater. And I've been listening to it to pass the time because they're an hour each.
Yeah.
And if I start listening to them at the right time of the day, I have to listen to, you know, like four episodes till the end of work or whatever.
Sure.
They were talking about the American Idiot Green Day musical.
Uh-huh.
And did you guys know there was a Godzilla 2000 version of Basket Case?
Yeah.
Where Godzilla's roars in the song?
Yeah. It's
dude,
fucking lit.
Oh my god. I even listened to it afterward. I was like, dude, this is better than the original.
It's fucking lit.
Because when it goes dun dun, dun, it's Godzilla just screaming his head off.
Yeah. It's cool.
I'll probably cool edit a little clip into this so people know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Yeah, it's pretty dope. Anyway.
They should just put like a fart sample in there instead.
Yeah.
That's what that movie was.
Yeah.
It was ass. Yeah, Hatchet 2, baby. Yeah, we're talking Hatchet 2 this week. I'm not leading the episode this week. One of my lovely co-hosts is going to do it.
I got you. I got you, homie.
I just want to say this movie, I was watching it last night.
Yeah.
And before we get into it, I'm really, really glad they didn't do like a previously on Hatchet. They just went right into the fucking where we left off.
I'm going to try something a little new.
Oh, the new one.
That way we're not taking an hour to get through the damn movie.
The fucking new
like
new,
we
huh?
usually do.
I want to try to summarize it somewhat, not spoiler, somewhat spoiler.
I mean, it's like a 10-year-old movie.
Yeah.
It is a 10-year-old movie.
If you're a horror fan, if you've seen it by now,
you should go see it.
Yeah, if you're a horror fan,
listen,
if you haven't seen
a niche horror movie that's been out for over a decade, go fuck yourself, okay?
Yeah, you know.
You don't deserve to be listening to our fucking show, bro, okay?
You know what's sad is that there's people out there who actually
I know,
do that.
And I fucking hate those kind of people.
Burn them.
Yeah.
Burn them at the stake.
Then again, like it.
Like what I just did was satire. Please don't fucking think I'm
We're not like that, ladies and gentlemen.
We are open-hearted people. Yeah. Open heart? Open-minded? Yeah. I don't
like people getting stabbed, so do we, son. God damn it.
Yeah,
it's time to commit a felony.
I just watched these movies like a month ago, so.
Yeah.
I've been a horror fan.
Yeah, Brandon, what the fuck's wrong
kid?
With you, bro? Just seeing him a month ago? Damn.
Get
the fuck out of here, bro.
Get
I know this
show.
Is your garage.
We're using your garage. Get off
get
the
fuck out of here.
God.
God.
We're looking for a new host.
Brain damage. Brain damage.
Help wanted.
Brain damage.
Yeah, that's what Brandon's like spinoff podcast is going to be. Brandon, brain damage is better.
Just covering brain damage every fucking.
No. What he's going to do is it's going to be him in the same episode. He's going to go off on tangents how the movie we're talking about isn't as good as Brain Damage. He's like, bro, Evil Dead may be a good movie, but it's not as good as Brain Damage, and here's why.
Let me tell you why Brain Damage is better than every fucking movie out there.
I just think we invented a new segment on our show, and I kind of fucking hate myself for it.
It's Brain Damage
like,
better.
After every time like we get done breaking down the plot, we'll have like a 2-minute fucking...
Dude, I can't believe we just invented a new fucking segment.
When
on
we
why
give
I
our
think
scores at
damage.
The end, before we give our scores at the end, we have our new segment. Is it better than Brain Damage?
We got to make like a little intro thing. It's like music and shit.
Yeah.
Nothing is fucking better than
it's
Brain
It's just
damage.
Like elevator like waiting music.
Yeah.
Not Halloween, not Scream.
God.
Not Texas Chainsaw.
It's going to be like, is Train to Busan better than, or is it Brain Damage better than Train to Busan?
Yes.
You know those artsy movies that fucking Ari Aster and Robert Eggers keep making? Yeah, fuck those movies. Brain Damage is where it's at.
All right, we're done. All right, we're done here.
It's gory. It's got a fellatio scene.
You like people getting their dick sucked, bro? Brain Damage is the movie for you.
It's not an actual fellatio scene, but
it mimics,
looks like it.
Oh, also, I was supposed to record a bonus episode this past week. My computer fucked up, so I'm doing it next week. The guy I'm interviewing or talking to, it's not really an interview, he likes Frankenhooker type movies.
Wow.
And I was like, you would get along with my co-host famously.
Wow. Yeah.
I'm going to bring up Hennenlotter when we talk.
Who are you talking
to? It's a guy, his name is, well, his TikTok
just
name
a random
is
guy.
Trip Smoke Pit.
Yes, yeah, Bailey don't tell us shit.
He's a he's a TikToker, he's an author, a veteran, and an artist.
That's cool.
That I've been watching his stuff for a while, and I've reached out to a lot of TikTokers. I'm like, hey, you want to come on? He goes, yeah, I'll come on. We'll
That's
do
cool,
it.
Man. That's really cool.
And like, his art's fucking dope. He just did one recently. It was Lady Dimitrescu, but in lingerie.
Dimitrescu.
Yeah,
her
whatever the fuck her name is. He did Dimitrescu. Her, but in lingerie. It was pretty nice.
Yeah, so I was doing like the looking back and forth to Bailey and Zach. I was like, in laundry.
I kind of want to commission him to do an art piece for us. Let me sit up. An art piece for us. That's an octopus
in lingerie.
Yeah. Yep. All the octopus titties.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's gonna be an octopus clutching a like an old 1950s movie marquee and like crushing it.
That's cool.
I kind of want to get him to. That's cool. I want to commission him for that because he does. I think he does watercolor or not watercolor. I think he does oil paint. Yeah, that would be really really cool looking in oil paint.
All right, this is the last thing, and then we'll get to the movie. So Maggie Robertson, the lady who plays Lady Dimitrescu in Resident Evil 8, they get her on, it's on a video on YouTube, she reads thirst comments.
Oh.
Just also for her. Check that out. It's fucking awesome.
Are they just for her, or are they just like thirst comments in general?
They're thirst comments for Lady Dimitrescu.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, I had to move the mixer. My slushy is, you the condensation is sliding toward the mixer.
All right, here we go. Fry. Hatchet 2, ladies and gentlemen.
Let's fucking go!
Open in this bitch up. It starts off right where the first one left off.
With Victor Crowley screaming.
Yes.
Just like that.
I want to say real quick, I don't think Victor looks as good in this one.
The makeup definitely changed.
Which I think is why they don't show him off as much in this movie, because you really don't see him all that much.
Yeah, because I don't know. Like,
the makeup is slightly different.
John Carl Bucher, like, he reprised
his role. Didn't do the makeup
for this. But I don't think he did
the
makeup.
It was a different guy.
Yeah, somebody else.
Which I'm not saying the makeup's bad. It just, he doesn't look as good as he did in the first one.
Yeah.
That's just my opinion. So.
Yeah, I agree.
So, yeah. Opens up. Mary Beth is getting attacked by Victor Crowley. She pokes him in the eyeball. Mm-hmm. And she escapes. Mm-hmm. It's one of the first people we'll see in the franchise who, like, actually lives. And, like, what I like about the next movie is that it kind of, you get that divide of, like, like the way some survivors deal with their trauma.
Yeah.
Some capitalize on it, some don't. Mary Beth gets away, and she gets saved by old boy who drinks his own piss.
Cracker Jack.
That's right.
John Carl Bigler himself.
That's with right.
The beautiful man. Who has about 30 pounds added onto him with his fucking prosthetic.
Yeah, because like, he's got a weird looking eye.
Yeah.
I don't know his gut's big too.
Yeah, he's got a big gut. That's for later on.
I was about to say, he's not that big.
No, his gut is big. He's not that big of a guy, but he had a gut because all the guts they had to fit on him.
That's right.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So she gets saved. He brings her back to his house and is trying to help her in some way, trying to say, I tried to warn you.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all didn't listen. And then she starts explaining why she went back into the swamp, starts talking about her dad. And when she talks about her dad and he finds out her last name, he pulls a shotty
out.
He's
like, get the fuck out of my house!
Get the fuck out! Pulls the shoddy out.
Tells her to go talk to Reverend Zombie.
That's right. And so she hits the road, Jack.
She ain't gonna go back no more.
He looks he looks at Shapiro's porn stash.
Yeah, which
was very bad.
It was very bad.
Mr. I'm 14, leave me alone.
I didn't think that was funny. Yeah. I'm not gonna lie.
I was like, what the fuck?
I was like, that's not funny.
Also, the girl that says she's 14 is Laura Ortiz from Hollis.
Yeah.
And the Hills Have Eyes remake.
She's in Victor Crowley.
She is.
Yeah.
I was like,
she's like one of the best characters in that movie.
Also,
too.
Like, that's not funny.
When she's in Cracker Jack's house, the TV, the news, that's an Easter egg from Adam Green's other movie, Frozen.
Yeah.
Where three people get stuck on a ski lift.
Which I have actually heard is his best movie.
I haven't seen it yet.
Very, very good. Yeah. It's a great movie.
Well, poor Cracker Jack meets his demise. Because Victor Crowley proceeds
to... He's like, I didn't know who she was!
Victor Crowley proceeds to grab his intestines, wrap them around his head, and pop his head like a cork.
Blood
it's pretty
spray.
Cool.
Like unrealistic, blood, but pretty
it's cool, though.
The blood in this movie looks like tomato soup, which I kind of
yeah,
like.
Yeah, well, the only negative score I give this kill, there's no shit. There should be shit in the intestines.
Should be shit.
Yeah, I'd prefer not to see shit.
Yeah, I didn't want to see fecal matter and blood mix.
Just saying.
I was just enjoying the campiness, all right? It's a lot of fun. So yeah, he pops his head like a cork. Mary Beth is now wandering to Nolan's, trying to find Reverend Zombie. She finds Reverend Zombie, the beautiful Tony Todd himself.
She also finds Adam Green throwing up.
So I want to talk about Tony Todd for like a couple seconds.
Can't, sorry.
It's really cool because he does like a lot of Candyman-esque things with his hands because in Candyman he does like this shit a lot.
Well, he can only do it with one hand because he only has one.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. But he does this throughout the movie just, like, a lot. He twirls his hands around like
I think that's just him being dramatic.
Yeah.
I don't know. It looked like Candyman.
She's being very dramatic. She finds Reverend Zombie. Reverend Zombie at first tells her to leave, but she's like, please, bro, I got to talk to you. So they go in, and she explains what happened. And really the only thing he's worried about is his damn boat.
Yeah. That's it.
And then she explains that her last name is Dunstan, and we get this kind of new reveal, this added tacked-on thing to Victor Crowley's origin, that Mary Beth's father is one of the kids responsible for, essentially, the death of Victor Crowley.
Also, we learn something else. Victor Crowley supports Black Lives Matter.
Very, very true.
Yep. Well, Victor Crowley is
mixed.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a mixed kid.
Yep.
Because his father was, as his wife lay dying from, I think, cancer or
something.
Stomach
cancer.
Yep. He was hooking up with
the nurse.
Yeah, the nurse. And then as they're banging it out, they think his wife is dead. She turns out not to be, and with her dying breath, she curses both of them and the child.
No, she was already dead.
But they got cursed.
Thanks, Brandon.
So when Victor Crowley was born, his mother died right as he was born, and Thomas Crowley took care of the boy until he died, and then Thomas Crowley...
Victor Crowley's mom died the way Peter looks when he watches the ring tape.
Yeah.
Her mouth's, like, crooked.
I like this new... I like this new origin story. I just don't like
I mean, it's the same origin, just added onto.
I don't like
onto.
The curse part of it.
I kind of dig it.
That's stupid.
I think it fits...
Yeah.
Like, the...
Like, why can't
Nolan's.
He just be
and
like
and, like, we learn that every time... Every night that passes... Victor Crowley is reborn to the state he was in when his dad killed him that night.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, how fucking metal is that shit?
It's metal. It's also
like,
super
maybe,
sad.
Maybe if, like, they were to say, like, the fucking swamp grounds were cursed or something.
I mean, that too.
But
they technically
that,
are.
The fact that his wife was just like, oh, I'm about to die, but I'm going to fucking curse you first.
Well, if you listen to the part of the movie, it said when Victor Crowley was born, all the animals got sick and died, and the birds, the trees wept, and the birds stopped chirping.
Yeah.
Like, the swamp got cursed, too, when he was born.
Yeah, like, I dig it. I think it adds a nice layer of
Yeah, like, I like the fact
and,
that Mary Beth's, like, dad was a part of it, and we find out later more people were a part
It's really
of
nice,
it.
Like, world
and
building,
his brother.
I think. Yeah, yeah, and his brother. So, yeah, Reverend Zombie, she wants to go, Mary Beth wants to go back into the swamp and get the remains of her brother and father, which I
get. Do you blame
her? I get it. Totally get it. I don't know why they couldn't go in the daytime.
Also, I didn't mention Danielle Harris plays Mary Beth.
Yes, Danielle Harris is Mary Beth. And so Reverend Zombie pretty much cuts a deal with Mary Beth and is like, hey, we'll go get the remains of your loved ones and we'll go get my boat.
You got to bring your uncle.
You got to bring your uncle. So we can tell that Tony Todd is scheming. And he's like, I got to put together some people. Well, she also kind of blackmails him.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, well, you're going to take me back in there or
also,
I'm going to tell the police.
Also, in this scene, her southern accent fluctuates so much.
Yes, it does.
And I'm like, ugh.
It gets better in 3.
Oh, she's much better in 3.
I think she's just
like, she does
probably
a good
settling
job
into
here,
the role.
But like, the thing is like, recastings are hard because some directors will be like, I need you to act exactly like this person who played in this movie. And then they're kind of just like, well, what if I can't do it?
I think she has her moments that she's really good. But there, you can definitely tell she doesn't have
when,
it all together in some
scenes.
When she
gets to where like, she's crying a whole bunch, it's kind of hard.
I wish there was an alternate universe somewhere where Tamara Feldman kept playing Mary Beth.
Yeah.
Just to see what would have happened.
Like, but I'm glad out of everybody else they chose Danielle Harris.
Yeah, Danielle Harris is more than qualified.
But I want to talk about Uncle Bob, because this is Tom Holland.
Not Spider-Man.
This is the director of Child's Play and Fright Night.
That's right,
and
baby.
Psycho 2.
That's right, babe.
So you need to put some respect on his name.
Put some respect
this
on
is
it.
The real Tom Holland.
Yeah, this is...
the I real mean, shit.
Tom Holland's not bad as Spider-Man either, but like...
I know.
But yeah, like the OG Tom.
No, it's like not Spider-Man.
Yeah, the not Spider-Man Tom Holland.
Yeah.
No, no, that's Joe Dante I'm thinking about. Never mind. Keep going.
So Tony Todd starts pretty much putting a list of people together that he's going to take out into the swamp to retrieve his boat.
Mm-hmm.
And we see the tour guide from the last movie has a brother. I think his name's Justin.
Yeah, Justin.
He's
a twin.
Yeah.
He's a twin or a brother. I mean, it's probably a twin.
Yeah, I think it's his twin brother.
Yeah.
And Tony Todd makes him feel bad because he's like, he covered your shift last night. Because this movie takes place literally like the day after.
The day after.
Yeah.
So Hatchet 1 through 3 is 2 days.
Yeah. Yep. Yes. So Mary Beth goes home and she showers and is getting ready to go back. And we meet Uncle Bob, who's, like we mentioned, is Tom Holland. And he's like, we're going to go to the police. Mary Beth says no.
Mary Beth said no.
No.
So, like, I'm under the impression that Mary Beth is actually, like, underage or just, like, just turned 18.
Yeah.
Because she is, like, she's still treated as a child.
Yeah.
And I'm like, interesting.
Or she could be, like, in her early 20s and just, like, that role of, like, the youngest, you know? Like, everybody's so protective of the youngest.
Yeah, like, I didn't get that impression that she was
I got that she had, like, she's a new... she's not a minor anymore, but she's not really an adult either.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So they go back. Uncle Bob is like, don't go speak to Reverend Zombie. Promise me. And she says, I promise. And the next scene is her sitting at Reverend Zombie's shack.
And in this scene, also, we get a great meme of Justin when he does the...
Yeah.
When the guy asks for more cookies.
Yep.
Couldn't find it on Google anywhere. I've seen memes on Facebook of that face. And now when I'm trying to find it, I can't find it.
Yeah. There's also a cameo by a particular Lloyd Kaufman, who directed Toxic Avenger.
Where is his cameo at?
He's in the meeting.
Yeah,
like, he's really all just the a bounty hunters, hunter. Fishermen and shit.
Fishermen.
He's just sitting there, just listening to Tony Todd.
I didn't notice that.
You know
that.
When they pass the tray and there's like a guy.
All the guys.
He's like
the
third guy.
He's just chilling, man. Yeah.
Also, there's a Behind the Mask, The Rise of Leslie Vernon Easter egg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, in my town, they got an herbal legend named Leslie Vernon.
This movie's meta.
Very meta.
Well, yeah, they even mentioned Jason.
Yep.
So look at this like ragtag. A bunch of misfits together, and Tony Todd is like, listen, I'll give y'all $500. We're going to go into the swamp and get my boat. I'll give you $5,000 if you kill Victor Crowley and bring me his head.
More than half of them leave.
Yeah, everybody's like, I'm leaving. Yeah. One guy in particular is leaving, and Tony Todd really doesn't want this guy to fucking leave. His name's Trent.
Trent. He's kind of a fucking douchebag.
I kind of like Trent's character.
I don't know.
So
the last guy on this show was named Trent. He was a huge dickhead.
Oh, yeah.
So Tony Todd is like, bro, listen, I'll give you $500 now, and I'll give you $500 when we get back. And Trent's like, all right, I need that money. So they all set out into the swamp, whoever's left of this ragtag team. We got this silent dude. I feel like I've seen him from somewhere.
Yeah, I was like, he looks familiar.
Oh, the guy, his name is Lane in this movie. He is in You're Next. He's one of the sons in Your Next.
Yes.
He plays Crispin.
Yeah, the guy in the mechanic suit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucks that girl later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they all head out to the swamp, and they all are searching for the house of Victor Crowley. They don't find it at first, so they all decide to split up. And this is when chaos ensues.
You skipped the biscuits and chicken.
I'm summarizing, Bailey.
I know. But still, that was pretty important.
Oh, Vernon. Good old Vernon.
Vernon. So they split up, and this is when the chaos ensues.
Sure is.
Because Victor Crowley, it's nighttime, and Victor Crowley's on the prowl, baby.
Which Victor Crowley makes, like, fucking bear noises in this movie. He makes in the third one.
He made him in the first one, too.
Because in the third one, it's just straight up stock bear noises.
Yeah. So to kick off the carnage, he kills Chad and Cletus. With a hatchet. He bashes Chad's face in with a hatchet, which is cool as fuck.
I feel like they were getting criticism from the last movie for only using it one time, so they're like, oh, we gotta use it like six now.
Yeah.
For this movie.
All the times. All of them. So now Victor Crowley, of course, this is the part of the movie he's picking everybody off. Mm-hmm. Mary Beth, Uncle Bob, Tony Todd, and Trent find the house. And they go into the shed to where Mary Beth's family's remains were, and they are gone.
They're gone.
Yeah.
They're gone.
My money is at
the shed. The shed's where
that's what I said.
You said the house.
Did I say the house?
Yeah.
I meant the shed.
The shed's where the remains were, but they go in the house.
They ain't there.
Would they go in the house for?
To see if they were in there.
Oh, okay, yeah. I was like, why are they in there? Mm-hmm. I wouldn't go in there.
They weren't in there. And Mary Beth is like, I swear they were here, so they go to check the house. Not in the house either. Meanwhile, Victor Crowley's still killing and doing whatnot. So we kind of get Tony Todd's master plan is all together. Tony Todd thinks that since Mary Beth's dad died in the first one, that there's only two other people who were there that night, and they think that if Victor Crowley gets his revenge on these two people, the curse is broken, and he can have the swamp to do tours in again.
Yeah.
So he's
boy, was he wrong.
So he is sacrificing Trent and Uncle Bob.
Yep.
And Mary Beth doesn't know.
Yep. But Justin does, because he tells Justin.
Justin knows now, because he the real reason why Justin is here, and I feel bad for Justin,
oh, yeah.
He's going to find his brother.
I honestly... He was told he's still alive.
So, who's the guy who plays Justin?
Perry Shen.
Yep.
So, like, Perry Shen, like, every character that he plays in these movies, you feel bad for in some way.
Except for in the Victor Crowley.
Like...
Except in Victor Crowley.
Well, I mean, there's still, like... I mean, like, yeah, he capitalized on the whole thing, but, like, to make money, but, like... There's just, like, times where, like, people run him down, and you're just like, God.
Well, mm-hmm. His death is, like... I was like, man, Justin didn't deserve that shit.
Yeah.
But what can you do? So, Victor Crowley, after he disposes of everybody else, is heading to the house. He breaks into that, kills Justin, which is a shame, because I like Justin. And then...
Kills Justin with the fucking sander.
With the sander in the back of the head. The belt, it's gnarly. So, Reverend Zombie is like, all right, this is it. My plan is enacted. He grabs Mary Beth and then seals the house. Because now Victor Crowley is fighting with Trent... And Uncle Bob is left behind to fend for himself, which Uncle Bob goes out like a badass.
Yep, Tom Holland. He'll do that.
Crowley kills Trent and then kills Uncle Bob, which is really sad.
Yeah.
And then Reverend Zombie is like, ah, doing the evil mastermind thing. Like, now the swamp is mine. And Mary Beth's like, psych! That's not actually my uncle!
My Uncle Bob died of leukemia when I was 12! That was my dad's best friend!
And then we see, like, Victor Crowley just, like, standing in the doorway, just, like, all Kane Hodder-like.
It should have been just tiny, like Keanu Reeves, Victor Crowley. Just, Mom, I threw up!
Tiny-ass Victor Crowley.
Like, fuck. Smushed Victor Crowley.
Yeah.
So Victor Crowley proceeds to, like, just annihilate Reverend Zombie. There's no chance.
He, like, pulls his skin off and shit.
No chance!
It's cool.
No chance in hell.
So he kills Reverend Zombie. No sooner that he kills Reverend Zombie, Mary Beth goes black cat, 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 and kills fucking Victor Crowley.
With his hatchet.
With his hatchet, and then double taps him in the face with a shotgun.
Is this the one where, this is where she bashes his face in, right?
Yeah, she, like,
he's like a bloody pulp.
Yeah, chops his face all to hell, and then, like, his finger twitches, and she shoots him in the face with a shotgun.
That ain't gonna work, baby, because...
Attagirl.
There's a third one, motherfucker.
So, I know
Mary
I ran
Beth,
through this.
You don't know it yet, I know there's a sequel!
I know I ran through this really fast, and that's intentional, because I want to spend time on scenes that we really enjoy, which I'll get one of mine out of the way. The death of fucking Reverend Zombie is the best kill in the movie.
Oh, yeah.
We did skip one of the best is where they're having sex. And she's like, you love this more than Jesus? And he's like...
He's really confused.
She's like, you love this more than baby Jesus? And he's like, yep.
Sure. Yep. No, he yep, says sure about the same.
She's like, tell me you love me. And he's like,
I love you. And then his head gets cut off.
And,
yep.
And you hear
his body fucking squirms. And she's like, slow down.
her kill's crazy, too. She gets a hatchet up there. That's not good.
What a fucking way to go,
gets a hatchet up there, then a hatchet to the chest. And then
it got stuck.
Yep.
Yeah, well, that'll teach you for having sex in a fucking...
Don't have sex in a swamp. It's sticky.
Yeah, it's unsanitary.
Are you sure this water's sanitary?
No.
I love
Tony Todd's kill in this movie, because Victor Crowley chops him in half with the hatchet, which takes time. It's like cutting down a tree.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And as Reverend Zombie is crawling away...
Like his torso.
Yeah, his torso is crawling away. Victor Crowley reaches in, grabs like the end of his spinal column, and peels him like an orange.
It's also so good. They did finally do a Friday the 13th homage in this. When Cracker Jack got killed, they'd used an audio cue from part 6 or 7, I believe.
Yeah.
Like the whomp.
Yep.
Bang, bang.
There's also like all kinds of... This is something I liked about this movie. There's all kinds of like stock screams and sound effects.
There's a Wilhelm scream.
Yeah, because there's a part where it's like...
Yeah, the Wilhelm scream.
Yeah, the Wilhelm scream's in there too, but it's that like
the guy who gets his jaw ripped off. He goes,
I popped the big for that one. I was like, okay, I like this movie.
Another really great scene, the chainsaw.
Ten foot long fucking chainsaw. They were setting up to film that scene, and Kane never really likes talking to people before kills, before stunts like that. He walks up to the two gentlemen that are in that scene. He's like, "Hey, you guys need to be wearing cups." They're like, "Why?" And he goes, "You'll see." Kane took that fucking chainsaw and fucking whacked their groins with
it. Oh, God.
He's like, "That's why you need to wear a cup." That's in his documentary, Behind the Mask.
I mean, you see like their nuts fall off, too. Which is fucking hilarious.
Yeah,
You'll see more nuts in part three.
You see a lot of nuts in part four.
Yeah.
Boy puts his dick on the table.
See a straight up dick in part four. I don't know, man. I think after watching this movie, I think I like this one more than the first one.
I agree.
I just don't know.
Like, I love the first one, don't get me wrong. I like this one more.
I don't agree.
Really? Yeah, you finally changed your mind from last week, huh?
No. He said it. He said that last week, too.
I remember I said, like, after I watched them the first time that this one was my least favorite.
Oh.
Yeah. Which I don't think it's my least favorite. Like, I liked it better the second time around. I actually think that Victor Crowley's my least favorite now. But who knows? Maybe I'll watch that a second time and
I agree with you there. I put the first three before Victor Crowley. Not that I don't like Victor Crowley. I think Victor Crowley's great, too. Mm-hmm. It's just, I don't know. I think it's up to par with the rest of them.
This one, to me, too, like, this one and Victor Crowley. Well, actually, like, two, three, and Victor Crowley, they feel more like indie movies. The first one felt like it had, like, an actual studio behind it, which I think they did.
Yeah.
I think all of them did, really. But, I don't know, the two through Victor Crowley, like, they feel more like indie films, which I kind of like because
I prefer that.
It's grittier and whatnot.
Also, from, like, just being a horror fan in general, like, two through Victor Crowley, like, you see all these cameos and all these, like, extras that they bring in, and you just feel, I don't know what it is. Like, it's almost better than a big, like, a bigger budget, like the first one was. I don't know what it is. Like, I just enjoy it more. I like that. It feels more grounded. Like, I can relate to that more.
But yeah, like, this movie, like, I didn't think it was bad at all. I just liked the first one better.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know. I think it's the kills in this movie that I enjoy more than the first one.
You see more kills in this one.
I do like, even though, like, he kills at least four of them with a hatchet, at least, which is cool. I'm fine with that. I'm happy to see more of that. But they're all different still. Yeah. All of them are different.
So it's not like Edge of the Axe where he's just chopping away at someone's back for like 5 minutes.
Yeah, and with Kane, you know, there's gonna be some magic in the kills.
Magic.
You know? He knows what he's doing. He knows how to kill a motherfucker.
Oh yeah, dude, fuck it. Trent's kill is cool too. I love.
Oh yeah, where his head slides on the table.
Yeah,
he fucking kicks it.
Yeah, he presses it to the table and kicks it.
Stomps his head on the table and his fucking head like flies forward like about a.
He fucking curb stomps his leg in half too.
Top jaw and the rest of his head is like on the table and it like blinks a little bit.
Yeah. I was like, how'd they do that?
Yeah, and he shatters the dude's fucking knee and leg on like one kick.
Like, I imagine some of that, like, where like the head's blinking, I imagine some of it was probably green screen or CGI.
It's probably green screen.
It's cool though.
Yeah.
Still cool. I fucking love this movie. This is, like, I'll go ahead and give my rating now. This is a 9 out of 10 for me. I love this movie.
I'll match that 9 out of 10, yeah.
I'm going 7 out of 10.
That's fair.
Like, I like it. Don't get me wrong. I like the first one better. 3's the best. We'll get to that next week.
I agree. 3's probably my favorite.
King. 3's a 10 because Derek Mears is in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we'll talk about that next week.
You got Danielle Harris.
Sid Haig's a bastard in that movie.
Sid Haig's a fucking racist in that movie.
But God, his rest cameo was somewhat enjoyable.
Yeah,
I laugh every time.
Yeah.
All right, well, that does it for Hatchet 2. What'd you guys watch this week?
I'll go first.
Dude, I watched nothing.
Well, this was like more during our like little 3-week break, but I didn't mention it last episode. I know that because immediately after we stopped, I was like, oh, should I forget?
But it was like, oh, how could I forget?
But I watched AEW's like Double or Nothing pay-per-view, which was really good.
How much did that cost?
$50.
Oh, I was about to say. Because you said you couldn't justify the cost. It was expensive. But, yeah. I thought you were talking about, like, $80 to $100.
Because, like...
Well, 50 is about what the WWE pay-per-views were before way the back network.
Before they got the network, But, like, at first, like, when I first bought it, I was, like, I was having buyer's regret.
Yeah.
But, dude, I mean, it was a long pay-per-view.
Worth it?
Like, WWE's pay-per-views are, like, 2.5, 3 hours.
Yeah.
Double or Nothing was, like, 4.5 hours long.
Oh, really?
But it's just really good.
So you got your money's worth, huh?
Yeah, I really like... because this is the thing about WWE with their...
Was this your first AEW anything watched?
Yep. The thing with WWE is in their performance center, they get all these like indie stars and like people from other promotions.
Yeah.
And they train them to work more safer.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand like that is a good thing to do because you don't want people getting fucking injured all the time.
Right.
But the indie style and the strong and like the New Japan strong style of wrestling...
Mm-hmm.
Very fucking enjoyable to watch.
Yeah.
Because it's crazy. You literally think while these motherfuckers are wrestling that they're just going to break their necks or something.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, God, it's going to happen.
Ooh.
But luckily, nothing super bad happened.
Right.
So, yeah, I enjoyed it, but that's pretty much all. What'd you watch?
The back of his eyelids?
Yeah. Barely. I don't... Actually, I think I watched anything this week. Come to think of it,
I didn't watch anything. Man,
I just haven't had time.
Yeah, I was unmotivated because I had worked like let's see, Tuesday through this Friday, so however many
you were off
days
Monday?
That is. Well, the
oh that was
last
the day
week,
they...
it was Memorial Day.
Yeah.
So that Tuesday to this Friday.
Oh, okay. I
that's
thought you
how
meant
long
this
I
past
worked.
Tuesday, not last Tuesday.
I should have a fat check.
Fat old check.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much all I've been doing is working and playing Apex with y'all. I've been playing a lot of Apex.
Yeah, we've been doing that.
Yeah.
I played Minecraft a bit earlier.
Minecraft.
I know I'll decompress tonight and play some Doom. I haven't played Doom in a while.
That's your decompression?
Yep.
You need therapy.
My therapy is ripping and tearing until it is done.
And you don't see an issue with that?
Nope. Listen, I'm not ripping and tearing humans,
I'm in
am
danger.
I?
Not yet.
You keep looking at me like that.
It's a gateway experience, yeah, Zach. You need to stop.
Doom is a gateway drug to murder.
They're going to sit me down.
Are you going to get on Apex tonight?
I'll probably be on tonight.
Hey, Amber.
Yeah, they're going to have an intervention for me. Be like, Zach, you have a problem with ripping and tearing.
Zach, we uninstalled.
He's like, yeah,
Doom
if you bring it up. Yeah, he's looking at him. Yeah, if you bring that up again, I'm going to rip and tear you, bitch.
Be like, bro, you can't. You can't. Sending me off to rehab because I played too much Doom.
We have him like tied up in a chair with his eyes
like in a Clockwork Orange,
and he's like, "We just uninstalled Doom Eternal, and he has to watch it."
Dude, I'll never forget. I accidentally uninstalled Friday the 13th on Zach's PlayStation once. We were playing.
Why the fuck did?
And I got killed. I rage quit. I hit the start menu over the game, and I was going to hit remove disc, I hit delete on accident, and I was like. Zach, I'm sorry. He goes, what'd you do?
I
said, I deleted Friday the 13th, bro.
All you have to do is like reinstall it.
Well, no, it was the disc version. He owns two versions of Friday the 13th. He has the digital and he has the disc.
In case you didn't know how much I love that game.
Well, he just wanted the bloody skins.
He has the
that
dick.
Too.
He has the dick version.
The dick.
Yeah, but I think that does it for this episode. We came from beneath the sea. If you guys enjoyed this episode and would like to check out other shows like it, go to slashercast.net, find the podcast network tab. If you have a show, the application link is there too. We are running a charity shirt this month.
Yep.
Link is in the description. All proceeds go to the Trevor Project, and it will get better.
It's a pride themed shirt.
Horror is for everyone.
Fans. That's right. And you can get all kinds of different colors, ladies and gentlemen.
Like
we got
purple.
Blue. We got orange. We got purple.
Yeah, like my orange one
did you get
in
it yet?
The other day. I meant to take a picture, but I was all sweaty and greasy
from
work.
You should send that to Cece. She's been posting photos of
the
network guys in it. But yeah, that does it. We'll be back next week with Hatchet 3. You guys got anything else?
No.
Don't do drugs.
I shoved a whole bag of jelly beans up my ass, and I ain't seen one yet.
All right. Well, with that fine message, we'll be back next week. Bye.
Sayonara.
We'll see if he lays an egg or something.
Thank you.